Our musical guest tonight is a singer-songwriter from San Francisco. In addition to writing and performing his own music, he's a music producer who's made records with indie stars such as the Mountain Goats and Spoon. He's here with me tonight to play a song from his most recent album, Emerald City, John Vanderslice. Welcome to Fair Game.
Thank you very much.
I like your last name. Is it Dutch?
It's Dutch, and I hated it when I was growing up.
Why? What did the kids call you? Slice, right?
I grew up in Gainesville, Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida, so it wasn't like a badge of honor to have a weird name like that. But when I was in college, I realized how powerful that name was because people don't forget it.
Right.
So it's actually, and my dad told me that when I was young, and I didn't think that was a good thing either. I thought, well, why do you want someone to remember your name? You know, like, so you go to the dry cleaners and they know you, you know, like, what is this?
So when you were a kid, you didn't harbor fantasies of being famous?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Do you now? Do you want to be world famous?
No, I think the thing for me, what I think about is to make a good album. If you make a good record, I think that a lot of other stuff falls into place, like having good shows, you know, having a lot of people at shows, selling records, all that stuff follows. The really tricky thing, and the thing that derails so many people is when they take their eye off making a good record. It's difficult. It takes so much time, and it takes a lot of isolation, which is not what you want to do when your music is very social and it's very celebratory, and you have to shut down the party and go into your room for 6 months and make a record.
Emerald City.
Yes.
I must ask, are you a Wizard of Oz fan?
I'm a huge movie fan. But yeah, Wizard of Oz is fantastic, and I think that the whole loopy get back to the gold standard and the you know kind of subtext of the Wizard of Oz is fantastic. Do you know this stuff?
No.
Well, the there is a really interesting kind of underlying narrative in the Wizard of Oz, and I didn't really get obsessed with this stuff, but part of the meaning of follow the yellow brick road is returning to the gold standard. And so, I mean, the Wizard of Oz, I think, works on a lot of different levels. And I think that there's a rich metaphor there, just in general, with arriving at the focal point of power, and that it's a sham, and it's a put on, you know.
Is that why you named it the Emerald City, though, because of your love for movies and Wizard of Oz?
That's part of it, and it's also that the green zone in Baghdad is called the Emerald City. And it also has to do with Seattle and Sydney, which are two of my favorite cities that are also called the Emerald City.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What would you like to play for us tonight?
Let's play Numbered Lithograph.
Let's.
At the table to go to the ATM. I've never been lonelier. I've never been lonelier. And your cell phone, it shuddered and blinked. It was your boyfriend again. I've never been lonelier. I've never been lonelier. I've never. Southern line, lost most of my friends. I've never been lonelier. I've never been lonelier. And a bird flew in my house one day, and he panicked and thrashed up against the window glass. He crashed and crashed. I've never been lonelier, never been lonelier, I've never been lonelier. And the boy recoiled his night.
That was Numbered Lithograph by John Vanderslice. His new album is called Emerald City, and it's in stores now. You can download the song John played for us tonight, along with three other songs he performed in our studio on our website, morefairgame.org.